BlogTalkRadio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control if you dial the toll-free number. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, earlier in the week, Mark, we've been discussing sort of off and on, actually for the last few months, this whole couch situation, which started back in August when one of the city's couch enforcers or code enforcers came by and threatened me over a couch that my tenants have in their lawn. And it's now come to the point where I've attempted to I've made some offers that I think have been pretty reasonable to make this situation go away, and the city people are not interested in those offers. One of those offers entailed actually being able to meet the woman that allegedly made the original complaint.
Right. I'm not ready to go for reasonable as your stance for keeping this moldering hunk of garbage in your lawn. However,
it's not my lawn. It's my tenant's lawn.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do that the this thing isn't being used for anything. It was moved there because somebody didn't want to throw
it away. It was used for Halloween decorations.
It was right. And what else? Housing mold.
There's nothing wrong with keeping Halloween decorations up for an entire year, Mark.
It's gross, and they're not up anymore.
That's
true. It's just a moldering hunk of garbage. and to call it anything else, I think is silly. But however, I do think that you deserve to be able to face your accuser in this circumstance.
Yeah.
And it's not just you, that if you don't say, hey, look, I want to face my accuser, then the whole idea that continues it's to be perpetuated that somehow the state is the accuser from here on out, this non-entity. At one point, it
was a legal fiction.
The arbiter in some ways, you know, the justice system was the arbiter between disputes between people.
Yes.
Now it has turned into the plaintiff in those disputes.
Correct.
That somehow the
plaintiff and the prosecutor.
The town, the county, the state, the federal government, and somehow they are offended if you do something that is against this bevy, this myriad of laws, this legion of laws that they have that no one can possibly know. Now, I'm not saying that you wouldn't know that this couch shouldn't have been there, but honestly, I never knew the thing was there.
I barely knew it was there.
I walked by it within 6 feet and not looking for it and didn't see
but
it.
But wouldn't you say that my offer was reasonable in that if the neighbor who complained would just come and meet me, I'd get rid of the thing? That seems pretty reasonable.
I think that it's reasonable in the sense that it's reasonable in the sense that you deserve to face your accuser. I think that a reasonable person would have picked up the couch and got rid of it. But I do think that it takes.
I don't appreciate being threatened. You know, that's where my real issue is. The whole idea that if you don't do this, we're going to hurt you, that doesn't make me want to do anything. So if they could, again, if it was a more neighborly approach, if this woman had originally come to me and said, hey, you know, just wanted to introduce myself. I live down the street. I'm so-and-so. And I just wanted to tell you that there's this couch there. I don't know if you are aware of it, but it's pretty ugly. And wondering if you could move it. That'd be great. I mean, I'm sure there'd be more conversation, but that would have been sufficient. I mean, a nice neighborly conversation. That didn't happen. Never happened. I don't even know who the person is. So it's come down to
the alleged person. I'm not 100% convinced that this person exists.
I know. Yeah, Julia is firmly into the belief system that this is just the state government people coming after me or the city government people coming after me. So it's come down to a trial that they have scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in Keene District Court. And my original thought was, you know, I'm so sick and tired of this system. I don't want to give it any legitimacy. I might just walk out if the judge can't answer a simple question at the beginning of their so-called trial. And the question I was going to ask was, is the complaining damaged party present in this room? And if not, then, well, I've got better things to do. See you later. Now, you've got an email that I think makes a pretty powerful point against that particular tactic. Do you mind sharing that?
Yeah, and I think it's
because I'm still open to ideas here, even in these remaining hours.
So he says, this is from Neil. Ian, I called your show about a week ago in regards to a conflict that was a conflict I was confronted with by my local code enforcer, a.k.a. the garage enforcer, stemming from a garbage can, or excuse me, a garbage can violation. I completely understand how utterly ridiculous the state officials have become in having a public hearing in regards to the removal of a couch from your private property. It looks like the government has become a giant condo association. And really, I think this is a great point. I was at a town meeting today where, you know, in my town, it's rather rural, but they do have some zoning rules that have managed to be forced down their throat by the invading hordes from other states. Mm-hmm. And these people that had were once from Long Island and then from Connecticut and have now moved up to my town, they were talking about how, you know, this person had a trailer on their property they didn't like. And in fact, if we didn't enforce these rules, it would be anarchy. That was the word the woman used. She said that we would have anarchy. This trailer has been there for 15 years.
Yeah, apparently it's been anarchy for 15 years.
Right. I mean, you know, people running down the street, bombs in hands, Molotov cocktails, the whole deal. So this person from Connecticut who left this, you know, condo association of the government wants to bring it to where I live. No thanks. If you want a condo association, God bless you, go get one. But don't try to jam it down other people's throats.
And that's,
and
of course,
the whole ludicrous idea that some people can show up and vote for this in my town. It's a real town meeting. It's real live democracy in action in the United States. Everybody in the town is welcome, a voting age, to come and vote on all these issues and stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, going through this bull crap that they have there. And the idea that 400 of 2,000 people that live in the town, 400 can show up and vote on all these issues, a majority of them somehow constitutes what's right and lawful? No.
It's absurd. So, but the difference between a condo association, of course, and what we're talking about here is the condo association was voluntary. Everybody in the association knew what the deal was when they were getting into it, unlike the government zoning situation, which is in no way voluntary and completely arbitrary and subject to change at the whim of the bureaucrats.
Well, so are condo association rules in a lot of ways.
Yes, but you know what they are when you get into the deal.
You pretty much know what zoning rules are.
No,
and if not, they're available to you. And you know, the condo associations, many of them have bylaws. You don't have, you know, these things can be 80, 90, 100 pages long.
Yeah.
I understand that they're a little easier to read. But, you know, you can make an argument that that's true when it comes to towns. But the fact is, they have condo associations out there. You don't, you know, it's a smaller area. If you want, you know, smaller government, as far as I'm concerned, is better. So, you know, if you want to have a little totalitarian regime where everyone has to paint their house the same color and everyone has to mow their grass the same length, and everybody has to have the same color of flowers in their
flower
bed.
Right, and you won't have any ornery property owners like me screwing up your party.
Right.
With all my freedom stuff.
So to try to jam it down people's throat, it just doesn't work. Anyway, so Neil goes on. However, since you seem willing to extend your protest all the way to jail, which I applaud, the last thing this court wants is to send you there on the couch issue. Remember that the purpose of these codes is merely to create control and revenue, both of which they have been unsuccessful from extorting from you.
Mm-hmm.
After listening to the past couple of shows, it seems that you have not yet decided on your plan of action in court this Friday. From what you've said, it seems you may attempt to walk out after they give you an unsatisfactory and unconstitutional answer to your question.
I've got better things to do.
But I feel that by making this attempt, they have been given a pass. They will get what they want in the courtroom and somewhat in the realm of public opinion by allowing them the opportunity to arrest you for disorderly conduct or some unrelated charge like contempt of court or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then, which is how these morons usually deal with individuals ignoring commands like by walking out or not taking your hand out of your pocket or whatever. You will allow them to spin the issue. If they're going to lock you up, force them to do it for the reason they told you to come to court in the first place, which is something as ridiculous as a couch in your yard. Mm-hmm. If they throw you in jail for the refusal to remove the couch or paying a relatively small fine, I feel that it is overall much more shocking, more newsworthy, and many people will be outraged by the conduct of the state. throwing someone in a cage for disorderly conduct that took place within a courtroom happens on a daily basis. The reasons stem from all sorts of minor nonviolent infractions and frustrated individuals are made to deal with from across the country. The court then gets a pass because the real issue that brought them in front of the judge becomes muted.
1-800-259-9231. Interesting point so far. I know he's got a little more there, so we'll get to that and your thoughts as well. Or whatever you want to bring up, this is your show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. If you were in my shoes, what would you do tomorrow? It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features include, by the way, the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's all free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Sex with the Virgin Mary, she has waited long enough. And Jimmy Cahill, a boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb coming up on the Free Talk Live podcast on Saturday, the 22nd of this month. That's sexwiththevirginmary.com. 800-259-9231. We are going to go to the calls here, but want to finish up this email first. Somebody is making some suggestions on what I should do tomorrow at the government's trial that they've scheduled over a couch in my tenant's yard. Go ahead, Mark.
So Neil goes on. I realize no matter what happens Friday, you will have the support from liberty activists armed with recording devices, the listeners of Free Talk Live, and bloggers like Dave Ridley. Don't get me wrong. You will get coverage. However, because of your non-compliance thus far, this could be much bigger than you may realize, and certainly expose the inherent dangers within the system at large. And to go a step further, if you allow them to rule on the original case, the state will bring public outrage upon themselves. The strategy would simply be to continue to firmly stand your ground, make them rule on their code, and they will lose either way. You're in a unique position because of your willingness to contest their code and to go to jail over something that most people would not, even when they feel the government is in the wrong. By sticking to the issue at hand, you will only leave them with two options. The judge will either be forced to the judge will be forced to concede that you are in the right and do not have to obey their code, or he will make headlines by condemning a New Hampshire man to jail, not for some sort of courtroom misconduct, but for a couch in his yard.
So do you think that I should completely reverse course here and instead of asking a bunch of questions as I might have done, just basically keep silent most of the time and then make a statement about how I'm not paying?
Well, I think that demanding to see your accuser has.
I could call the defense portion or whatever. Mm-hmm. I could call the original complaining party.
I think that even though this isn't a criminal case, which is what the Sixth Amendment, I believe, reserves you the right to face your accuser in a criminal case. However,
oh, I believe this is criminal. Yeah, I've got the notice. I'll pull it out for you here. Go ahead.
Okay. If this is, in fact, criminal, then the Constitution says you should be able to face your accuser in a criminal case, and they're not letting you do that. They're shifting the accusation from actually the accuser to a person who, the town's enforcer, the city's enforcer, they're shifting it over to them and saying, here you go, here's the accuser, and that's not them. That's not the accuser, if what they say is true, and I don't believe it.
Notice of hearing criminal.
There you go. In criminal court, you deserve to be able to face your accuser. And that accuser can't work for the state.
He can't be the state employee who happens to live in Troy, which is not even anywhere nearby.
So I feel like you've got them on this. And just keep on saying, I want to see my accuser. I want to talk to my accuser. Good, normal, sane people can solve disputes without having to go to court, without having to throw around fines. I would like to talk to my accuser. Could you please bring forth my accuser?
Mm.
You know, and just keep on pounding that issue home. I don't want to talk to your paid off bureaucrat whose job it is to go around and harass people for a living, who doesn't even live in this town, who has no standing because he is not a citizen of Keene. I don't want to talk to him. I want to see my accuser.
So many Your different Honor, options, Mark.
Are you going to allow, Your Honor, let me read the Sixth Amendment to you, the highest law in this land, and then read it to him about this being able to see your accuser. Your Honor, you are here
I'm
to
not
make
going
sure
to call the, him Your Honor.
Whatever. You are here to make sure that this law is enforced. Can I please see my accuser?
So lots of different
until
suggestions.
Until I get to see my accuser, no ruling of this court is legitimate.
It's a tough call as to which path to take. I have to say this is very persuasive, Mark. Let's go to your phone calls. Was that it? Did you finish it?
I haven't finished it. But
oh, okay.
I suspect that he's going to continue to make this same point.
Okay. Well, let's continue here with the calls and go to Robert in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, countryman.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just had a few things just relating to your court battle there. And one of them started off with, I thought I heard you say the other night that notice they sent you was unsigned. And I know it may be too late now.
No,
but
I'm sorry. I was confused. That was like a month ago when I said that. And my confusion was I've gotten two different things that were unsigned. Actually, Julia got a parking ticket in Toronto that was unsigned. And then I got a complaint violation or whatever for the Freedom Fest that we threw here. And that was unsigned.
But oh, okay.
The original couch violation ticket was signed. However, it was not properly filled out.
Oh, well, you could get them. Well, and that's another thing. I know you don't really want to study or anything like that, but the judge, I think one of the reasons, at least as far as I'm aware, I'm not an attorney or anything like that, is they call them your honors because they make you honor contracts, not that they're honorable people. But they
I
make
see.
You honor contracts.
Now, why is it then that like mayors and city council people often be called the honorable?
I don't know about that. Maybe it goes back to, you know, some
I think
kind
it's
of
because they're considered to be of honor because of their position.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's what they like to believe.
Another thing that might be fun for you to do at the trial, I don't have no really suggestions for you, is usually the accuser stands before you and says, blah, 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 he did this, he did that. Take the prosecutor and say, if you're going to talk and you actually want to say something, say, my accuser over there, and point to the prosecutor, and then put him on the stand, since, you know, supposedly he's the accuser. Accusing you or
they won't let
on
you put the prosecutor on the stand. Not on the stand.
You can call anybody you want.
You can, but they just won't let you.
Right. It's a big game. I mean, the whole thing is a show, which is why it's not worth my while to try to play with their rules and, you know, to do research and to say, aha, see, I got you on Section 1, Article 2, or whatever. That's not worth my while because the couch is obviously in the yard, and if they've got some words on paper that say that there's something wrong with that, well, then they're going to consider that a problem, and I just don't care. So
yeah,
I think.
But then you just say the facts are irrelevant and say that you have a right to do whatever because of the facts.
Right, well, because it's my property. It's my property, and I'm not going to pay your fine. And that's actually worked. And I think that's where you're coming from. That's where Mark's coming from, is that the past tactics that the activists have taken here have just basically been to sort of go play along with their little game of their so-called trial and then basically make a statement at the end to the effect of, I'm not paying you.
Well, I think that I don't know about I'm not paying you, but I like
so
the way
it was
this,
more
it's been,
explained.
It's been said in the past where I'm not a piggy bank to be extorted from and that kind of thing. But I think that your real power here, where you can really make the point, is they're violating the Constitution. Remember
their
that
Constitution.
Old silly thing?
Yeah.
You know, you keep on reading that every time you get a chance. You say you want to face your accuser and blah blah blah, and you point out at the end of it, you wrap it all up. Look.
Yeah.
From
well,
the
you don't practice private
I've
property,
been
you
willing
practice
to take
real
the couch.
Estate now.
From the very beginning, I've been willing to take the couch away as long as I can face my accuser.
Robert, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Rich is going to tell us what he thinks about this whole court situation. And what would you do if you were in my shoes tomorrow in court over this couch situation? Your thoughts or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience, totally free at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Looking for advice, looking for suggestions tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon in Keene District Court here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire. There will be some very unlovely things going on. The government people are attempting to hurt me because of a couch that my tenants have left out in their yard for, about 2 years. And it's all of a sudden become an issue, and they are, possibly going to throw me in a cage over this. So we'll see what they decide to do, but what I'm trying to figure out is what I should do. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities. I could go in and ask a bunch of questions they would rather I not ask. That didn't work out too well. Last time I did that, the judge threatened to throw me in a prison cell. Then I could take that tact, or Mark, I could take the tact you're suggesting or the emailer was suggesting and go in and ask to see the original accuser, which of course they won't show, and then basically make a similar stand as some of the other activists who have done non-cooperation in the area have and basically say, hey, look, I'm not your piggy bank. I'm not going to pay you anything. So you do what you may. And so I want to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
Actually, I have a suggestion here from Zeus, who is a genius. I have two questions to, he suggests that you say just this in quotations. I have two questions to pose to you this day. The first is...
To who?
The court. You're okay. To say this. The first is there a damaged party who has accused me? And if so, present them now, and I shall cross-examine them. If the state or the city is the accuser, I demand you present this person or persons in this courtroom now. If you have no such damaged party, then I must take my leave of you, for I'm a free man and a sovereign individual. As such, I recuse myself from you in this pleasantry through my own recognizance. Good day to you, sirs. And it's very important that he dress like Zorro the Gay Blade, and he's that kind of accent where he says all the time, and it must be done with flair, boas and hats and feathers.
I love that idea.
That kind of thing.
I think making a mockery of the government's courts is a good idea, and I think it might come down to that eventually. If they want to crack down, then we'll just make more fun of them. But I like that. You know, I appreciate the suggestions of just kind of playing their game a little bit to see what they'll do. I don't know. There's so many different choices. Were there two suggestions there, or was that one?
I have two questions to pose to you today. So the first is there a damage party? And so, and then, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Rich in North Carolina. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich. Rich, North Carolina.
Porcupine Rich, and I sure wish I could be there, but alas, I...
Oh, no.
And I hope you can hear me better than I can hear you, because this is not a real good phone setup here.
It's not sounding that great, so go ahead and get your thoughts out, Rich.
All right. Well, I do like the idea of asking.
Darn it. I really wanted to hear what you had to say. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll see if we can clear up the line a little bit and bring you back here and try again. In the meantime, let's go to Severin in Colorado. Severin, you're on the AMP line. Hello there.
Hey, guys. This isn't a recommendation for you. It might be something that Tom from New Hampshire would recommend, but... Today in Aurora, there was a code enforcer who got shot.
Oh, my.
I kind of thought about you guys when I read that story.
Wow. Yes, definitely we're not looking for violent solutions. Peaceful is the way I want to go. And
yeah, but if these code enforcers continue to ruin people's lives...
It's true.
Code enforcers are going to continue to get shot.
And in general, that applies to the government people. I mean, look, here in New Hampshure, the Free State Project, the Liberty Activists...
And by the way, code enforcers trespass constantly in order to do their job.
The Liberty Activists here are peaceful. We would like to achieve liberty in our lifetime through peaceful means, because we understand that if you move to violence, as far as having like a violent revolution, it usually doesn't come out in that you really have that much more liberty after the fact. I mean, normally whoever the most violent man is the one that takes the power after a situation like that. So we want to stay away from violence because it just begets more violence and only creates more problems. But I'm glad you did bring that up, because it is a real life consequence of what the government does. And as the government people, whether it's the code enforcers or the city council members or the police or whomever it is, continues to ruin people's lives, continues to encroach upon our freedom, inevitably some people are going to be pushed to the brink of snapping, as that one guy did back several months ago, where he went into the city council meeting and just started blasting people.
Yeah.
Just blasted a hole in the mayor and a couple of the city councilors. Because you cannot keep putting restrictions on people's freedom and not expect some of them to just snap.
Ventilated city councilors listen better than non-ventilated ones.
Anything else, Severin?
No, that's it.
Thanks
I just
for
the
call.
Rich now.
Appreciate hearing from you. Let's try Rich again. See if we can bring him back. Rich, having some phone issues. Are you still there, sir? Rich in North Carolina? We lost him. Maybe he'll try back. 1-800-259-9231. So I'm still kind of up in the air as to where to go. Maybe I will let him play it out this time and ask some questions about where is the original accused party or accusing party or that sort of thing. Did you swear an oath to the Constitution? Questions like that. Sort of the lightweight stuff. And we'll see how they treat me this time around. And then if they want to get nasty, then we'll up the ante, I guess.
We want to get nasty? We'll get nasty.
All right. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Speaking of restrictions on people's freedom, here's a quick one from TechDirt.com. One of the great things about the web is it allows much more efficient communication and opens up new and useful offerings. For example, the web offers the ability to find other people traveling to the same general place that you're heading and to set up a convenient carpool. It's good for the environment. It's good for traffic. It's good for your pocketbook and that you're spending less on gas. It just makes a lot of sense. Unless, of course, you're a bus company and you're so afraid that people will use such a system rather than paying to take the bus. That's what happened in Ontario, as earlier this year, we wrote about a bus company that was trying to shut down Pickup Pal, an online carpooling service, for being an unregulated transportation company. Now, TechCrunch points us to the news that the Ontario Transportation Board has sided with the bus company and fined Pickup Pal. It's also established a bunch of draconian rules that any user in Ontario must follow if it uses the service, including no crossing of municipal boundaries, meaning the service is only good within any particular city's limits. It's better than being shut down completely, and the service can still operate elsewhere around the world, but this is yet another case where we see regulations that are supposedly put in place to improve things for consumers doing the exact opposite. Just like we've seen elsewhere, you get regulatory capture, where an established industry uses the regulations not for their intended purpose, but to actually drastically limit the competition. And there, I'm sorry, I believe that the intended purpose of regulations is to limit competition. I think that that's the way it's been from day one. I understand the PR of regulations is different.
Well, I think that it's all that. I think that that's the intent. Is people wouldn't allow it if it wasn't... If it wasn't the idea that it would somehow benefit the consumer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the sense that usually it's about safety, and I think that that's probably your most, the sort of regulation that makes the most sense. However, everything can be based on safety because you can be killed by anything. I think the numbers are 3 or 5 people are killed every decade by automatic car windows. I mean, there's several cases of reported cases of spontaneous combustion. I mean, you know, stuff that just doesn't make any sense at all. So safety is something that we all weigh every day. Should I go out of the house? I could be hit by a meteor. We make those decisions for ourselves, and those are the kind of decisions that one needs to make for oneself.
You know, this is a great story, an example of where it'd be pretty easy, I think, to non-cooperate with the system. I mean, this is pretty outrageous. This Pickup Pal is nothing more than a company that helps people meet up with one another. You're not riding with one of their employees. They're not sending the Pickup Pal webmaster over to pick you up and take you to where you want to go. You're using their service in order to set up a ride that's mutually beneficial to the two people setting up the ride. It's no different than me calling you up and saying, "Hey, Mark, let's go to Gardner's funeral Gardner's mom's funeral today."
But we crossed the county line.
Oh, man. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-982-9254. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-982-9254. 1-800-982-9254.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, well, there's an easy way to do that. You can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one. We take $3 a month from you, and we reinvest it into the show. So right now we've got over 500 of our listeners that are contributing to the AMP program, contributing over $4,000 a month. That's money that we can take and we can use to advertise Free Talk Live to more radio stations around the country and around the world, and get more internet listeners on board with the program as well through internet outreach, and bring new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you and it's worth $3 a month and you enjoy this show, it's one of the best things you can do for us. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card or some of the alternative options. All the details are there. Plus you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details await you at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. I want to continue the story here about Pickup Pal. Now, this is a company that you sign up for, and it's completely free, like so many things on the internet. The internet's such a wonderful thing. And it's a totally free service that if you're going somewhere and you'd like to maybe save a little money, because you know that if you put people in the back of your car, then everybody can kick in toward gas and it costs a fraction of the cost that it would have cost.
Right. And they tell us that, you know, it's our civic responsibility to carpool these days.
Yeah, save the environment, all that, right? And in fact, the website focuses on that. It's a very green website here. So it's a nice idea, and it saves people money, and they get to meet new people, and they get to where they want to go, and it's all completely voluntary. And these guys don't charge. There's no fee for this service. But in Ontario, one of the bus companies there decided to, and it's not clear to me if this is a private bus company. It may actually be a private bus company.
Either way.
But yeah.
Doesn't matter to me whether it's a private company or a municipal company that's using the government in order to put this not-for-profit organization. It's not even a not-for-profit organization. It's just a website where people can interact, this forum.
So here's a little bit more about this particular story, just to give you some of the details on how onerous this case actually ended up being for this poor website. And I don't know if they're based in Ontario. I doubt it. I can actually check that out here in a little bit, but if they're not based in Ontario, then I don't know why they would even bother paying Ontario, the Ontario government, any sort of money.
I don't know why they would
pay. The Ontario government has fined these people over $11,000. The people running the website, over $11,000. This is another story from Ars Technica. 2 weeks after proclaiming we fought the good fight and won, a web rideshare company has learned the good fight has in fact been lost. The company was up against Canadian bus company Trentway Wagar, which took Pickup Pal to the Ontario Highway Transport Board after complaining that the ride matching service fell afoul of the province's obscenely strict ride sharing laws. The ruling has come down to Pickup Pal owes Canadian dollars $2,836 to the province and another $8,500 to Trentway Wagar. So why does Pickup Pal think it won? Ontario wants to keep its citizens safe, and to do that, it adopted ultra-strict rules back in the 1970s about public ride services. Pickup Pal's websites serve as a matchmaker for drivers and passengers, as we've explained. It helps people get to where they need to go and save some money. And apparently their website doesn't check on insurance. It doesn't check the roadworthiness of your vehicle.
Mm.
It doesn't check your driving history or anything else. It just lets you meet people, Mark.
Can you imagine? Just people getting in each other's cars willy-nilly. It'll be anarchy.
This led to concern from the Ontario Highway Transport Board, which remembered the tragic incident at Prescott in 2000 when several passengers lost their lives when an unlicensed and uninsured vehicle in which they were riding crashed.
Hold on, wait a second. Would the passengers not have lost their lives if the vehicle had been insured? I mean...
They said the board went on to wonder, is the ride sharing going to be safe at all times? Well, as according to Ars Technica, and they're right here, nothing in this life is safe at all times. Mark, you and I are not safe sitting in this studio. An airplane could crash through the roof at any moment.
Some jolt of electricity could shoot through the wires. I've seen it before. I used to work at a place that was at the end of a power line, and on a pretty regular basis, there'd be this huge boom! And some kind of electrical thing would shoot out of the end of the pole up there. It killed a pelican one day.
The bus company that brought the complaint, Trentway Wagar, says it's unfair that it has to meet labor, environmental, and equipment standards to haul passengers around when services like Pickup Pal can arrange rides without doing any of that. And they are right. It is unfair. But the answer is not to lobby for more control.
Right.
The answer
it's not
is
like
to lobby
I'm
for
enslaved,
freedom.
He should be enslaved, too.
Right.
That's a crappy, crappy system.
Right. I mean, the fact is, in the free marketplace, if you're going to operate a bus system...
But they may very well, wish that these onerous rules were taken off of them, too.
Sure.
So
they're not
but
talking
what do you
about
do,
that.
You know?
They're not talking about that. But the reality here is, let's play pretend and believe that the Ontario government disappears tomorrow. Well, that doesn't mean that Trentway Wagar, the bus company, is all of a sudden going to be able to let their buses fall into disrepair. I mean, you've got a business to run. The reason why you want to have equipment standards and you want to have people working for you is so you can haul passengers around. The what they're doing with this Pickup Pal website isn't in any way related to a bus service. Not in any way. If you're running a bus, you have to make it you have to make it appeasing to people. People have to want to get on your bus. So the marketplace will naturally make it so you will have an attractive bus to ride.
Any vehicle going from place to place is competition for the bus company.
But not in the same
fashion. It's not in as entirely the same fashion, no, but it is competition, so they're trying to minimize the competition.
And boy, did they. The board agreed in large part, ruling that the only way Pickup Pal service can be legal is when it meets the following conditions. Here you go. You must travel from home to work only, not home to school, not home to the hospital, or to the airport. You cannot cross municipal boundaries, so if you live outside the city and drive in, sorry, you cannot share the ride with your neighbor. You must ride with the same driver each day. Also, you must pay the driver no more frequently than weekly, otherwise it's too often, and that's a violation. If these are met, then the ride is considered carpooling and is allowed, but if not, then drivers need to meet the criteria of the Public Vehicles Act, which means insurance, licensing, etc. Now, how it is they are going to go about enforcing this stuff, I don't know.
Beyond me.
I guess they're going to have to do sting operations.
This is the problem with these silly laws that just are unenforceable.
Pickup Pal operates in 52 countries and says so its odds are good if it's operating in 52 countries. It's not based in Ontario. Says it's not faced such a challenge anywhere else. When the complaint was first announced this summer, the site attracted plenty of sympathy from onlookers across the political spectrum who worried that Trentway Wagar was more interested in putting competition out of business than it was in safety standards. According to Pickup, apparently there's an amendment that's been introduced, and they're looking at changing some of these rules, but the charges weren't dropped, and now the website owes more than $11,000. Now, this is one of the areas in which it'd be pretty easy to just say, no, that's okay. We're not playing.
Yeah, we're not paying. Even in the same country.
Presumably. I have not been able to verify that.
Leave. I mean, it's right. A website. It's all you have to do is move the server elsewhere or something.
And it's a website that's operating without pay.
And by the way, it is operating in 50-something countries. If there's any kind of money involved in this, and I guess there's not, right? I mean, if they were
it's 100% free for the users.
Yeah.
So where are they going to get the $11,000
from? Give the website to somebody in another country, then.
If it's in Ontario.
It seems ludicrous that it would be. I mean, if it's in 50-something countries, it's, you know, I mean, how silly.
Right. I would tell these government people to go flip off because they're not going to get a single dime of the money. Look, the whole idea that this website is responsible for the actions of the people that use it is absolutely absurd. I'm sure that I haven't done it, but I imagine that when you sign up, there's probably a terms of service. You know, when you sign up for things on the web, there are these long, lengthy, legalese-filled terms of service. You can better believe that in those terms of service, they specify that what you do on your ride is not our responsibility. If you stab your passenger, careen off a cliff, whatever, it's your responsibility. Buyer beware. Hey, we're just hooking you up. We're just the middlemen. We're just allowing you to meet other people with a similar interest of sharing a ride. It's no different than me walking into a bar and meeting somebody and finding out we're going to the same place and then deciding to ride there together. It's absolutely ludicrous what they're doing to these people. Hour 3 is coming up. Your thoughts on this or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.